Jeff Blair loves to commute. Let him join you on yours. Subscribe to podcasts of The Jeff Blair Show at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. Light beer, Diet Cola, the Vancouver Canucks. It's hard for him to decide which one he hates the most. This is The Jeff Blair Show on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Look, can we make a deal right now? Please. Can we just for once enjoy the fact that, like a lot of other cities, we in Toronto are finally getting a nice thing? I mean, that's all. We're getting a nice thing. I mean, can we make a deal? No more talking about how much money Mike Babcock is getting to coach the Toronto Maple Leafs. Seriously. We've got to put an embargo on this. First, it's not your money. It's not my money. And accepting that amount of money says absolutely nothing negative about a person's character or motivation. You know, Mike Babcock did what everybody else has done throughout history and everybody else will do in the future. And he leveraged his position to set himself up. Look, we all know that having the highest paid coach in the history of a sport doesn't guarantee success, whether we're talking success in terms of a slow, gradual rebuild or success in terms of a playoff berth within 2 years. It's about the players. And the fact is this morning, the Toronto Maple Leafs don't have enough of them that are any good. So let's get those assumptions out of the way. Let's just agree on that. This is a rare move in that there is no downside for the Leafs. There is none. They sacrificed a third-round pick to get the coach who is widely regarded as the best available coach in the market at this particular time. Doesn't matter who's going to be out there next year or the year after that. Doesn't matter who was out there last year or 2 years ago. For once, MLSE was able to use its financial clout without worrying about some stupid salary cap or ruffling the feathers of another team by going after somebody's RFA. Look, I have some concerns about how Babcock will function in what appears to be a top-heavy management structure. There's a lot of cooks in the ACC kitchen. But let's see how much of a say he's given in personnel matters. And I got to tell you, I spoke to someone in a Major League Baseball front office yesterday about the structure of front offices. And he made this point. One thing that a lot of the newfangled, numbers-crunching stats guys in every sport have in common is that they have grown up and are comfortable in power-sharing positions. What I like most about the Mike Babcock signing is the Leafs got the best guy out there at his position. And that just doesn't always happen. This is not and never will be an entry-level job. And the beauty thing about Babcock is, should the Leafs actually get this rebuild right and find themselves in a position where they can move up their ETA by a year, they have a coach who can handle the pressures of winning at any level. So stop it. Bottom line, if Mike Babcock doesn't see a downside to this, then there is no downside to it. We're going to be joined next by the voice of the Leafs, Joe Bowen, and Scotty Bowman will take us up to our simulcast of Mike Babcock's newser at 10:30. Then the man himself will be in studio with Bob McCowan in the 4 o'clock hour. And when Joe Bowen's done, I'll open the phone lines to you. Mike Babcock and the Leafs. I think it's a perfect match. How do you feel about it?
The Jeff Blair Show is on the air on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Join the conversation with Jeff on Twitter using the hashtag Blair Show or call 416-870-0590. Now, here's Jeff Blair.
All right, let's get you up to date. Let's get you set for what is going to happen today. We will have the Toronto Maple Leafs news conference to announce Mike Babcock's hiring. That will begin at 10:30 a.m. on Sportsnet 590 The Fan, Sportsnet Ontario, and Sportsnet.ca. Brendan Shanahan and Mike Babcock will be live on Sportsnet 590 The Fan today. Brendan Shanahan will be on Hockey Central with David Amber, Scott Morrison, and Darren Pang at 12:30 p.m. And then Mike Babcock will be in studio, as I said, with Bob McCowan and Arash Madani at 4:30 p.m. on Primetime Sports. There will, of course, be playoff hockey tonight. My Chicago Blackhawks at home. I think they're 5-0 at home against the Anaheim Ducks. That series tied up 1-1 after the triple overtime. We'll have baseball as well on Sportsnet 590, the Fan, Sportsnet, as the Toronto Blue Jays attempt to gain a split of their four-game series with the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. But this morning is all about Mike Babcock. It's all about the Toronto Maple Leafs signing him to an 8-year contract and roughly worth about $50 million and how it's split up. We'll know at the news conference. We'll have a better idea. It appears as if a lot of it is front-end loaded in terms of a signing bonus. And quite simply, the reason that contracts like this are loaded with a signing bonus is you get taxed less on what is a signing bonus than you do on what constitutes salary. So that's part of the deal. And I know money is going to be talked about a great deal with this signing. But folks, I really have to tell you this. I don't see the point. I don't see the point of worrying how much money Mike Babcock is getting to coach the Toronto Maple Leafs. I just don't. Do we worry how much money Brendan Shanahan's getting? Like, really? This doesn't count against the salary cap. It's got no impact on the organization's ability to sign people. So I'm sitting here trying to look at the downside of this, and unless you're in Buffalo this morning, I don't really see one. Joe Bowen is the radio voice of the Toronto Maple Leafs. You can follow him on Twitter at Bonesy Tweets. Joe Bowen joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Joe, thanks a lot for doing this. Good to talk to you again. It's been
a while. Jeffrey, how are you today?
I'm doing well. I knew I'd be talking about Mike Babcock this morning. Not certain I'd be talking about it like this. When did you first get an inkling, Joe, that something may be in the works?
Well, to be absolutely honest with you, probably when everybody else heard about it. I was putzing around getting the honey-do list done around the house when all of a sudden my phone lit up, and instead of the everybody knows he's going to Buffalo, it was, guess what? There's a press conference coming this afternoon, and I sat there and I thought, my goodness, Harold Ballard must have sat right up in his chair and smiled, because here the Argos have a big news conference coming, and the Leafs blow them right out of the water, which is exactly what Harold used to do in his heyday. Whenever the Argos had something on the go, he'd always come up with something outrageous to say to get them off the front page. So it was a surprise to me, a very pleasant surprise. But in the end, I think what you had to realize is that the Leafs were not going to get outspent in this kind of a negotiation. And I'm sure that Brendan Shanahan's last words to Mike Babcock, when they finished talking initially about this, was, make sure you phone us when you are about to make the decision, because we will up the ante and make sure that it's there. And sure enough, Mike Babcock is going to be presented with the keys to the Maple Leafs dressing room this morning, and hopefully turning the corner in a franchise that desperately needs to turn a corner.
Joe, you spend a lot of time around this team. You spend a lot of time around visiting teams when they're in, you know, when they're in Toronto, or when you guys are the visiting team, when you're on the road. Give me your thumbnail description of Mike Babcock.
Organized, credible. I think the one thing that we're going to notice very quickly is that the credibility that Mike Babcock is going to bring into the dressing room is going to fill it up like a light. And I think that's the one thing that we're going to see. I think that his organizational skills and what he does in order to prepare a hockey team and to have that hockey team play the kind of game that he wants them to play, whether it's a Team Canada or whether it's the Detroit Red Wings over a 10-year span, that they never, ever wavered from the style of play that Mike wanted them to play, I think was the key part of what he does as a head coach. And that is something that I think we're going to be interested to see how it is implemented in Toronto with the current roster and with the roster going forward. I think it's going to be a very exciting time here, and it reminds me a lot of Pat Burns or Pat Quinn arriving in the offseason with their credibility immediately to go into the dressing room and take a group of players that had underachieved in the previous years and see how well they can do going forward.
You know, one of the things I find interesting about this, and Ryan Fabro mentioned this on Blundell and Company, and I find it, it is kind of interesting, and I don't know what to read into it, but when Mike Babcock was head coach of the Detroit Red Wings this past season, a lot of people are led to believe that the Wings were interested enough in Dion Phaneuf to actually, you know, to tempt or at least talk to the Leafs seriously about a trade for him. Now, that didn't work out. I'm wondering, you know, we're talking about a fresh start and a new face and everything, but Joe, do you think there are guys in this dressing room, there are guys on this current Leafs team that are maybe looking at this and going, okay, this, I might be able to work with this?
Well, you know, Jeff, the one thing that I have always said, and I seem to be a voice off in the distance that doesn't really get heard maybe very often, or at least thought of, the talent level in this league on any team is very even a lot throughout the course of the league. Yes, this team underachieved, and yes, it was very bad, and yes, everybody is saying back the truck up and get them on and get them out. But this has happened in other instances in this city. And it was Pat Burns turned a team that had 60-some-odd points into a conference finalist. Pat Quinn did the same thing. Now, under the circumstances, yes, the salary cap was different and everything else was different. But in essence, he took players that were underachieving and people thought were just garbage to get rid of and got them to play his style of play, their style of play, and turned it around. And so, as much as you look at the roster and say, he's got to go, and he's got to go, and he's got to go, and he's got to go, let's give Mike Babcock an opportunity to sit down and assess the talent level and see what he thinks about it as well. Pat Quinn came off the ice after the very first workout that he had in Hamilton with a team that was awful and said to me, there's a lot more talent here than I've been led to believe. And so that has to be brought out in an awful lot of people, and it's got to come out in a dramatic fashion. But I think he wants to have an opportunity to assess this on his own. And Lord knows, with an 8-year contract, he's got an opportunity to assess. And then if it's not going my way, by God, you're going on the highway, and away he'll go.
Listen, Joe, we appreciate you doing this. Thanks so much. It's great to talk to you. Great to hear your voice again.
My pleasure. Jeff, all the best.
You be well. That is Joe Bowen, the radio voice of the Leafs. And going to have a lot of fun with this team next year, I think. 416-870-0590. *591 888-666-0590. You can join the conversation on social media. Use the hashtag Blair Show. @SN Jeff Blair is my Twitter handle. Damian Cox of Sportsnet just tweeting out, by the way. And these details are going to come out all morning leading up to the 10:30 news conference. Damian Cox just tweeting out that there is no out clause in Mike Babcock's contract. So in other words, it is an 8-year contract. 8 years. Now, as I said in my preamble, there are people out there who are going to try to find a downside in this. And I'm not sitting here promising you a Stanley Cup, but I can tell you, if I could find a downside in this, I'd run it out there. Absent some sort of dysfunction in the front office brought on by all those people, brought on by all those management types, I don't see the downside. And, you know, I have to admit, I mean, I was on here yesterday telling you, my God, there's too many cooks in the kitchen. And a guy with the Blue Jays who heard that in their front office told me, you know, these numbers guys, the sabermetricians, the stats guys, whatever you want to call them, one of the things that is kind of common in their environment is working in council with other people. A lot of them have come from business where they've had to deal with other people, where there's been a healthy give and take of information. And this guy was making the point, this guy sits in on meetings with all these people. He said, I can tell you, and this is in baseball terms, he said, there are more doctrinaire people who are old school baseball people than there are doctrinaire people who are the newfangled guys. The newfangled guys are going to listen and go, okay. The old school baseball guy is going to go, nah, it's not the way we did it. So I'm throwing that out there, this idea that maybe, you know, Kyle Dubas and the numbers guys aren't going to be able to coexist. I'm going to have to reevaluate that. So throw open the phone lines, 416-870-0590, star 591, 888-666-0590. Your thoughts on the signing, I don't see a downside. I really don't see a downside. I think it's a day to be happy. I think it's a day to celebrate the fact that, for once, having the franchise with the most money in the NHL, having the franchise with the wealthiest owners in the NHL, having the franchise that generates the most revenue in the NHL, for once you could use the damn stuff. You're not sitting there saying, God, it'd be great to sign this guy, but, you know, we're up against the salary cap. So just celebrate this and don't talk about the money. Alan Scarborough, you're on Sportsnet 590. The Fan, you're on the Jeff Blair Show. What is up?
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
I am good.
I got to say, I was in the Don Cherry last night, and what did he say? Happy days are here again. You know, we got to start listening to these old school guys. I know you had Joe Bowen on board here just a few moments ago, and I couldn't agree more. You know, I think we underestimate the talent that the Leafs have. I think they do have some talent there. What Babcock is going to do, he's going to turn this team around from being a country club to a team that actually goes on the ice and works. If they do that, they have a team like Pat Burns had, like Pat Quinn had. When they came in, the team was awful. But I believe that he has an opportunity to turn this around because we do have a lot of talented pieces here, but we're just not playing as a team. So that's all I have to say. It's exciting to be in Toronto. We finally got something that we can be proud of.
Yeah, and I appreciate the call. I don't know how good the talent level is in this team. I really don't. I don't know how many guys in this team I feel I need to keep around for the next couple of years. It might be 2, 3. I mean, I think I've been pretty clear. I have no problem with JVR. I have no problem with Morgan Riley. Twist my arm and Phil Kessel. I think that Phil Kessel, you know, Phil Kessel can be a goal scorer. He's a goal scorer. So I don't have, but I can't sit here and tell you that I think that the talent is there to turn this thing around quickly. This is still, like, let's not make any mistake. This is still going to be a gradual rebuild. Signing Mike Babcock didn't change that. You're still going to have to settle on a goaltender. You're still going to have to decide what you're going to do with Dion Phaneuf and Phil Kessel and Tyler Bozak and people like that. You're still going to have to move some guys out of what was a bad, by all accounts, a bad dressing room. So this move doesn't single-handedly, I don't think, speed up the rebuild. But you know what it does? For the next 8 years, you know who the head coach of this team is going to be. And if these guys, if Brendan Shanahan, and now that Mike Babcock is here, if these guys get it right, and it comes together a little faster than we thought. Damian Cox yesterday saying, Leafs next target, Steve Stamkos. We don't know yet. But again, if it comes faster than we thought it would, if the rebuild, if they hit on somebody, and I know there are a lot of ifs here, but if these things happen, you've got a coach in place. You don't have to sit there and go, man, this guy was great coaching a team that, you know, had no pressure on it. Can he handle a team with pressure? You go, well, hell yeah. I mean, yeah. So I think you've got, in some ways, one of the few coaches in the NHL who can oversee a rebuild and coach a team to a cup title. And again, if Mike Babcock sees no downside in this, I don't know how anybody can see a downside in it. Mike in Burlington, you're on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
I have an idea, Mr. Blair, not for you. You have probably no control over this other than maybe relaying it. But for your bosses, now Rogers being the part owner of the Leafs, with them landing Babcock yesterday, if I was someone, a Rogers executive, I'd be calling the NHL head office in New York City and saying, hey, when you guys do your schedule in July, I think it would be a very wise decision to have either Detroit in Toronto or Toronto in the Motor City. I think the curiosity factor from even non-Leaf fans and non-Red Wing fans would be through the roof. And for my idea, I hope Rogers sends me a check. I can leave my name at the door.
Well,
why wouldn't you? What are you going to do? Have Toronto opening up against Carolina and Detroit playing friggin' Nashville? But anyways, I think having those two in opening night would be very interesting. Anyways, Babcock, okay, as a Habs fan, he was going to stay in that division, whether been remaining in Detroit, possibly going to Buffalo, which never happened. And, of course, he lands in Toronto. We don't have to talk about his resume. We know the guy is a very good coach. But what he's inheriting with the Leafs is not what he inherited with the Red Wings in terms of a team that already had that built-in structure, depth on the farm club, depth on the team. But it's not even just the talent. Joe Bowen's right. Every team, even bad teams nowadays, have talent. But it's what's in the mindset. The core of this core of the Leafs is the same core that pretty well got Carlisle, a man who had a cup ring on his own, fired. A man, who, a team or a core that got Ron Wilson, no cup, but he went there and he had a reputable regular season record with the Caps and Sharks, fired. It comes down to Babcock expects not only effort, but he wants two-way play. And I think what's going to be the challenge for him, and the biggest challenge, is the fact of he doesn't have a Zetterberg or a Datsyuk who plays hard back-checking and coming into his own end as they do trying to create
offense. But Mike, here's the thing. That's true, but this is the first time they've had a coach that And even Ron Wilson and Randy Carlisle. I mean, Ron Wilson and Randy Carlisle, there was, especially Randy Carlisle, there was always a sense of, I think, a temporal sense to his being here. I mean, I don't think anybody expected Randy Carlisle to sign that extension. You know, and this is a different situation because, I mean, Mike Babcock, if he doesn't like a guy, guy's gone. And the other difference is, last year we were trying to figure out, we being, whether it was the media or Toronto hockey fans, and even the skeptics out there, we're trying to figure out, okay, this is a team that made the playoffs in a strike-shortened or a lockout-shortened year. And we all know, you know, put the asterisk beside that. And it's a team that, didn't make the playoffs, you know, hit a wall after the Olympics. What type of team are these Leafs? You know, what type of group is this? Well, we now know. We now know that they're a largely untalented group that had a lot of dressing room issues. So quite frankly, if Mike Babcock gets up this morning and says, all right, and by the way, Damian Cox again on Twitter, Babcock is just going to be the head coach. He's got no added powers. That from Damian Cox. But if Mike Babcock gets up in front of the media today or later on when he talks to Brendan Shanahan and Tim Lewicki and whoever and says, guys, I want every one of the players in here gone within 2 years. Get their ass out of here. I don't want a body left. There will be no debate. Everybody go, all right, we'll do that. We couldn't have had that debate last year because people would say, well, wait a minute. Now, hold on. You don't want to get rid of Phil Kessel because, you know, Phil Kessel's the natural goal scorer. And well, you don't want to get rid of Morgan Riley because he's a good young guy. We don't know what Jake Gardner's let's see him develop. I mean, that's all changed now. The dynamic has changed. There is not an untouchable player on this team. And there really isn't. There are guys you'd probably be less inclined to trade. But there's nobody out there right now that you're going, oh, don't touch that guy. That is a big difference. That's a big difference. Victor and Milton, you're on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Good morning, Jeff. You know, it's funny. I just think of him walking across the water, Lake Ontario, to get here. He doesn't even have to drive. Listen, there are some downsides as far as I'm concerned. Coaching is about timing. And there's no downside for Rob. Like, if you paid me any kind, like, outrageous money to clean out sewers, there'd be no downside to that either. But here's the thing. Babcock.
Mike, God, don't start calling him Rob already. I'm almost, God, geez, my heart rate here. Stop it.
Well, Well, here's the thing.
Rob Babcock, I envision. Oh, anyhow.
listen, Jeff. Brian came here with a big lot of cachet as well, and it took only 3 years for this city to chew him up and spit him out. So, Rob, oh, my God, Mike Babcock.
I'm going to cut you off if you drop another Rob.
Okay. You know what? I'm actually doing that on semi-purpose. Because
okay.
That could happen. That's the downside. It's because the expectations are so large.
You listen, though. Yeah. But Victor.
Yeah.
I think Rob Babcock. I think Mike Babcock knows all that. And, you know, here's the thing. Everybody, when they come into a market, they go, yeah, I know there's pressure. Yeah, I know there's pressure. I think Mike Babcock knows that there's pressure.
Jeff, let me say something. One last thing. This is catnip for the media. There's no downside for you guys. But remember, you know what drives the conversation? Is those rabid Leaf fans that have no patience. So he's going to be Rob Babcock before long. Trust me on this. Mark my words. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
All righty. yeah, I hope that doesn't happen very often. I may need an electrical shock thing attached to me every time I say Rob Babcock. Anyhow, Spike in Toronto. You're on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. You're on the Jeff Blair Show. How do you view this signing? I don't see a downside. I think it's a great match. You know, and I'm a guy yesterday that was saying I admit I had him either in Buffalo or Detroit, as did a lot of people. I just don't see a downside to this, though.
I happen to disagree.
All right.
I think they hired him 3 years too early. And I just think it was a mistake because the fans are going to turn on him before he gets to do his best work when he has the talent needed. And then it's just going to be a sour situation in 3 years from now. And I don't actually expect him to make the full 8 years. It'll be a buyout once the fat part of the contract is done and everyone's turned on him. They'll end up buying him out. I don't see him making the full 8 years. Not that I discredit his ability or what he can do with a proper roster, but I don't think we have the patience in Toronto to actually go through with all of this. So I think it would have been better for us to keep Voracek for 3 years.
Oh, good Lord.
Get the draft picks necessary and then bring in a high-caliber coach. I'll let you take it from there.
Why would you want to have, as a coach, a guy who, this year at least, didn't make any players better? You talk about keeping Peter Voracek around, drafting players. We have no indication that he can coach a player up or that he can develop a player. As for he may not be here for 3 years, got an 8-year contract. I don't think Mike Babcock really gives a rat's ass about what the media fans say. Do you, honestly? He's making $6.5 million a year. He's making three times. What head coaches make in this game. I don't think he cares. I really don't. And when you look at all the niggling little things he had to worry about when he was Olympic coach, remember, oh my God, they brought Chris Kunitz along because he needed someone to play with Sidney Crosby. Remember how we overanalyzed the Canadian Olympic team? What if Sidney Crosby's one of those guys that, that it's hard to find somebody to play with him? And what does it say that when you're putting together the best team, the team of the best Canadian players out there, you've got to bring along a guy who's his line mate just to keep him happy, yada, yada. You know what? Mike Babcock coaching the Olympic team, he's had all these picky-ass little dumb, annoying things that he's had to deal with. You know, the annoying criticism. Little things that really get under your skin. And if you can handle that, I think you can handle the bigger stuff. I really do. I don't think you can just come out and say that there is a coach out there who would be totally unaffected by anything that goes on in Toronto when it comes to the fans and media, but I bet this guy's the closest thing to it. He's dealt with the national media on the biggest stage possible at the Stanley Cup. He's dealt with the national media coaching the hockey, coaching Team Canada. This is a different guy. Randy Carlyle never had that cachet. Ron Wilson never had that cachet. This guy really is a cut above. His track record suggests he's a cut above. But again, when you're looking at a downside 3 years down the road, I mean, you can't do that. You just can't. Again, if Mike Babcock's a smart guy, he's thought of that. And if he's okay with it, I think we should be okay with it too. Do you honestly think that Mike Babcock is going to be blindsided by something? I really don't. 416-870-0590, *591, 888-666-0590. Gord Stellick is co-host of our Leafs Nation pre- and post-game and Sportsnet 590. The Fan, he is, of course, also a former general manager. We're going to get his angle in the Babcock hiring. We'll return to the phone lines. And then Scotty Bowman, senior advisor, hockey operations for the Chicago Blackhawks. Scotty Bowman will join us at 10 o'clock. That'll take you right up to the Mike Babcock news conference, which is at 10:30 and which will be carried live on Sportsnet 590. The Fan, Sportsnet Ontario, and Sportsnet.ca. This is a Jeff Blair Show. And this is the home of Mike Babcock. God, I can't believe I did that. Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
As an unlicensed doctor, we suggest a prescription for one of our shows. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Fake doctor's orders. Sportsnet 590, The Fan on demand. Now more of The Jeff Blair Show on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Let's talk about changing.
What if I was the All right, we're about 90 minutes away from Mike Babcock's announcement, the announcement of Mike Babcock, official announcement of Mike Babcock as head coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs. That will be at 11 o'clock at the Air Canada Center. We will have special extended coverage on Sportsnet 590, The Fan, Sportsnet Ontario, and Sportsnet.ca starting at 10:30 a.m. And Brendan Shanahan, president of the Toronto Maple Leafs, will be on Hockey Central at 12:30 with Darren Pang, Scott Morrison, and David Amber. And the man himself, Mike Babcock, will be in studio with the man himself, Bob McCowan, along with Arash Madani at 4:30 p.m. on Primetime Sports this afternoon. So that gets you set for Babapalooza or Babcockapalooza or Micapalooza, however you want to describe it. John in Pottageville. You're on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. How are you, John?
Not too bad. Yourself?
I'm good.
You're happy today?
Well, hey, I like nice things. I like anybody else.
Yesterday you said we couldn't have nice things.
Yeah, well, I was wrong. And you know what the good thing about that is? If you lined us up alphabetically, all the people who were wrong, there'd be about 30 people behind me. So okay. There you go.
Okay, first of all, Shanahan said it was going to be a culture change. I think it just happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, this is good business for Maple Leafs. You got a guy, if he wins a few more games, it means that the empty private boxes will be filled up again. It means the viewership that was down over 20% for the Leafs this year will go back up again. So that's good business. The thing is, I wonder now, if there's Detroit coaches that don't have a contract yet for next year, does he go after some of those guys if he wants them, or does he leave Detroit alone?
You know, it's funny. I don't know if there's any type of, you know, a restriction placed on him. I can't think that there would be. Maybe he has a handshake agreement. I mean, that's happened in the past, you know, where you have a handshake agreement with an organization. But I mean, what was it yesterday? We were hearing Sean Burke as a possibility. We were hearing Guy Boucher as a possibility coming here in one capacity or another. I think Sean Burke was more in executive capacity. I don't know. I mean, I think we're just gonna have to wait and see. But that was, you know, one of the first things I thought of was how many people would be coming with him, especially since it looks as if the Red Wings will probably bring up their American Hockey League coach, Jeff Blashill, in which case, if they do that, they may just retain their assistants. They may just retain their assistants. John in Toronto, you're on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good.
I love the signing, obviously. And it helps break down barriers within the organization, just in terms of communicating and actually having a leader, somebody that's accountable, like we've heard a million times over the past 24 hours. But I wanted to ask, do you think we really need a GM in this current situation? Because I know it's been rumored that he's going to have some say over player personnel. And, I mean, it may have dropped now, but you have Dubis in as a one-way in the scouting department. I'm just worried if you get a GM in now that has a big name, let's say, they might clash with Babcock. You have another ego, and then you have the same thing that always persists within MLSC of two different heads working in different directions. I just wanted to hear what you think about that.
I don't think it matters who the GM is. I could be me. It could be you. The head coach has an 8-year contract. The GM ain't going to have an 8-year contract. Some of the names you hear, Mike Fuda, Patrice Brisebois is a name that's out there. I wouldn't at all be surprised if you see Brendan Shanahan bring in a youngish guy with a hockey background, a guy like Sean Burke, perhaps as general manager. But it doesn't matter who the hell the GM is. It doesn't matter. Because Mike Babcock's got an 8-year contract, and the new GM won't. And the new GM is going to know when you come into this position, you got Brendan Shanahan behind you, you got Mike Babcock with you. Like, you better be on board, or it's just going to be unworkable. And I don't think that'll be an issue. I don't think that'll be an issue at all. But I'm going to ask Gord Stellick. He is co-host of Leafs Nation pre- and post-game at Sportsnet 590 The Fan. He's been in the general manager's job. Gord, I'm going to ask you. And the previous caller brought up the point about the GM, and it's a valid point. I just don't think it cares, though. Or I just don't think it matters.
No. And I mean, when I was in that chair, I left. It was about coaching, not being able to hire my own coach. And because that's the biggest thing you've got to do. Now, I would think any general manager would be ecstatic to have Mike Babcock as a coach. So that piece of the puzzle's there. But you've also got Kyle Dubas and Mark Hunter in place. So the infrastructure's there. So the GM, you're right. I am concerned whoever the player evaluation people are, and that would include a GM, but all the other people, you got to do a better job on it, okay? That's the kind of thing where in the big picture, small picture, that has to evolve in a more positive way as well. But, something, Jeff, like, I actually think, and I hear him talking about the owners there, the last caller, I think ownership got involved here. Mm-hmm. They basically said, you know what? Hey, Brendan, we need something. We need something. We can't go on concepts. We put out a staggering amount of invoices for season's tickets. We've now seen Edmonton have the luck of the draw, but then go out and get solid hockey guys like Peter Chiarelli and McClelland. We need something. And I think, actually, ownership got a little involved in this case.
You know, I'm going to you interviewed Mike Babcock earlier in the season. I'm going to throw to a clip from it. If you could,
I know
roll this.
You're focused on the team, but of course, here in Toronto, everywhere else, always wondering the question they tell you not to ask, but about your situation as far as getting things settled. Is there anything new to talk about?
No. Thanks for asking. Have a great day, guys. Thanks for having
me. Thanks very much, Mike Babcock.
I got so busted on that. Guys go, you're doing a Leaf pregame show and you ask him that question. And anyway, I'm glad I did. And he's always come on. He's always been a guy that's made time to come on. But he also was promoting himself, right?
Yeah.
He was promoting himself. So a few months later, I don't feel as bad as I was made to feel about asking that question.
I was going to say, you should go to the news conference today, stand up and go, hey, Mike, I've got a question for you. Gord, is there a downside here?
No. The downside is the joy in the street and the whole expectation, what they think he can bring to the team. They need, Jeff, a competent coach, whether he was making the lowest paid coach in the league or the highest paid. And what I like about Babcock was, you think a couple, more so 2 years ago, but a little more last year. I mean, last year the team just kind of fizzled way before the season ended. 2 years ago, they lost some critical games to Babcock's Detroit Red Wings, which were half Grand Rapids, and you saw Tatar play and Nyquist play and all these guys. And, you know, like I said, they play with the passion, they play with the determination, they play with a purpose. And all NHL teams should be doing that, but the Maple Leafs, for some reason, were not able to do that the last couple of years at the end of the season. So as a minimum, at least if he can bring that, that's great. I mean, you're paying him for what he did in Detroit and with the Olympic team, but it's only money, and it doesn't count against the salary cap, so who cares on that front?
Gord, we're going to let you run.
Yep, just heading down there. Thanks very much.
All right.
Have a good day, okay? Don't call me anymore.
That's Gord Stellick. Gord Stellick, co-host of Leafs Nation pre- and post-game and Sportsnet 590 The Fan. And he and Mark Osborne will have a radio pre-game show at 7:30 on sportsnet.ca/590 ahead of tonight's. What time is it on? Yeah, 7:30 ahead of tonight's Blackhawks and Ducks game. Got to mention, by the way, Scotty Bowman is going to join us in a few minutes. He'll take us right up to the special extended coverage of Mike Babcock's news conference. Want to remember, though, I had Joe Bowen on earlier this morning. Joe Bowen's involved in a really cool event, and I've taken part in this event in the past by returning empty beer bottles. It's this weekend at your local beer store. It's called the Returns for Leukemia. It's a fundraiser held each May by the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 12R24. It's in partnership with the Beer Store, and it's to raise funds for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Canada. You can go to bottledrive.ca for more info. But if, like a lot of Leafs fans, I think, you're going to start the weekend by celebrating with a toast or 12 to Mike Babcock, if you're wondering what to do with those empties, haul them out down to the beer store, and you'll be helping out a good cause. It's Returns for Leukemia. It's this weekend at your local beer store. And as I said, Joe Bowen, heavily involved with that cause. It's a good cause. And like I said, I'm sure you'll have a few empties around to celebrate the signing of Mike Babcock. We're half an hour away from our extended coverage of Mike Babcock's news conference, his first official news conference as head coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs. And to take us there, the one and only Scotty Bowman will join the Jeff Blair Show when we return on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.